Go back to the castle, my love. The Fulton army has come and will kill you or take you hostage.
I will wait for you at the castle and pray that you survive.
What's wrong, Peter?
I locked the door. I can't open it. Help!
There you go, buddy. Why did you do that?
I don't know. What you doing?
Writing my princess story.
Oh, see myself toenails?
Yes.
I eagle.
Fly away, bald eagle. Now, where was I? Oh, these lines are awful.
You must go back to the castle, my love. The Fulton army prevails, and if you are not killed here with us, you will be taken hostage and forced to wed.
I would rather die on this battlefield than live a thousand lives without you.
Definitely better.
I don't deserve your devotion, Lady Aberdeen.
Kitri!
Up here!
Are you done packing?
No.
We need you down here to help with the machines. Oh, there you are. These sewing machines aren't ready for the trip. We leave tomorrow morning.
I'm sorry, Mom. I was just writing the exciting part of my novel.
It's feeling like you care more about that novel than getting ready for this trip. You can write on the plane.
Mom, Anthony and I stopped at the printers. Look what I've got.
Let me see one.
Here.
Mr. and Mrs. Jack Brinkman request the pleasure of your company at the marriage of their daughter, Michelle A. Brinkman, to Anthony K. Strauss. They're beautiful, Michelle.
Thanks. We still don't have Uncle Charlie's address. Could you find that for me before you leave?
Yeah, I'll do that right now before I forget.
It's Mr. Pennington.
Well, let him in.
Hi, Mr. Pennington.
Hi, Brinkman family. I brought you a surprise.
I like surprises.
Another sewing machine?
Yep. Bernice donated it from her collection in the basement. She said it was a real good one.
Was?
Well, hopefully it still works. Guess what, though? My friend Al found four more at the thrift store in Sheboygan.
We're not going to need them, Patrick. They only wanted four, and we already have six, not including that one.
Fine.
Ah! It just broke another needle.
What's wrong with it?
Maybe we'll need them after all, Mr. Pennington.
You're listening to the Brinkman Adventures, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's wild and crazy story. Kitri and Susan leave tomorrow for Cambodia to visit a Remember New home, which helps prevent girls from entering the slave trade. They'll be teaching sewing and hope to contribute four machines. That is, if they can work out a few little kinks.
Susan, remember, I printed out manuals for each of the models you're bringing, just in case you have any issues.
Thanks for staying up all night and working on them. The girls at the home will be so grateful.
We managed to fit them in these suitcases. They'll be easier to handle in the airport.
Thanks, hon. Peter, remember to brush your teeth every night.
Okay, Mommy.
Kate, check them for me. He still misses spots.
Yes, Mom.
And Michelle, remember that Micah still needs that second nap. He's not going to want to lay down, but if he doesn't sleep, he'll be miserable the rest of the day.
Got it. He's going to be okay.
Also, would you mind rocking him every night? I've done that since he was born, and...
Relax, hon. We'll take good care of him, and you're going to have a great time, both of you.
You're right.
Bye, Kitri.
Bye, Charlie. See you later, guys.
All right, ladies. Load up.
Bye, Peter. Love you.
Bye, Mike. I love you so much. Everyone, I'm going to miss you.
Bye, Mom.
Could this really be it? Those aren't passenger cars.
They're hopper cars. Why is everyone scampering up the sides?
I don't know. Even that lady with the baby's climbing up.
Do we get on?
I think so. This must be their version of a passenger train. How are we going to get our suitcases up there?
Mom, there's no way. They're way too heavy.
Hey, you! Come on! Hurry! Trent, leave!
We need help.
Okay, I jumped out. Now you climb. I've got luggage.
By yourself?
Yes, but you step there. Grab handle.
Here, Mom, take my hand.
I'm good.
Hey, be careful. Don't fall. Here. Grab this and pull!
We did it!
Oh,
Oh, thank you.
First time in Cambodia?
Yes.
What's under these tarps anyway? It's like trying to walk on a trampoline up here.
Where do we sit?
By spot where tarp goes down lower. And sit in there. Like little chair. It gets comfortable.
My legs are so stiff from sitting this way.
Why don't you stretch out like me?
I bet I could run faster than this train.
You could include it in your novel about Cambodia.
I haven't actually started that one yet. I'm still researching, but the train's a good idea.
What are you working on then? Before we left, you said you were getting to the exciting part of your book.
That's a different novel. That one takes place in the Middle Ages.
Kitri, look. Someone just jumped off, and he's running up to that stand.
What's he doing?
He's getting food. This train is so slow, you can actually get off, go to the market and buy groceries and get back on.
Are we there yet? It's been 6 hours.
We have to be getting close.
I was enjoying the stars until they disappeared.
Oh no. It's so hot here, the rain actually feels sort of good.
Later that evening, Kitri and Susan arrive at the new house, slightly wet and very tired. The machines, unfortunately, did not fare quite as well.
Good morning, Susan. Are they broken?
I'm afraid so.
That's too bad. Have you recovered from your journey?
Pretty much.
How many girls do you have staying here, Nu?
About 25 right now.
Were they all rescued out of slavery?
No, actually these girls were never sold.
I don't get it. I thought this was a home for rescued girls.
We find girls before they are sold and keep them from becoming slaves.
That's the cool thing about the Remember New organization. The way I understand it, the girls live here, go to school, and the home provides for their other needs.
Yeah, I am teaching older girls how to make headbands. I like this machine. I hope you can fix them.
We have manuals, but not much experience. We'll do our best.
I come back and get you at lunchtime.
Sounds good.
Ow! I hate sewing machines.
Chill, Kitri. Here, don't force it. See? Easy does it.
Yeah, okay.
I don't get the sense that your heart's in this.
Can't we do this later? I want to go out and look around.
The main reason we're here is to help the girls, not to sightsee.
I'll be disappointed if I come all the way to Cambodia and all I get to see is the inside of a house.
You'll get your chance to go out. But while you're here, try to get to know the girls. Maybe you can make a difference.
Okay.
You know, I'd really like to see you serving out of love rather than obligation.
Do you like?
Uh-huh. What is it?
Mali's rice.
Smells like jasmine.
And that snakehead fish.
Mmm. Tastes piquant.
See that girl who sits alone?
Yes.
Her name Makara. She just came here. She needs friends. Kitri, maybe you can talk to her.
I'm not the best at making new friends.
Kitri.
I go to market today. You come?
I like that.
We bring Makara.
That sounds like a great idea.
You coming, Mom?
No, I need to get at least a couple of those machines working.
They have everything here. Those fish are still flopping.
They were fresh.
Doesn't get any fresher. So many fruits and vegetables. There's food, clothes, everything. Wow.
Kitri, you have marketplace in America?
Yeah, we have a farmer's market in my town, but it's a lot smaller than this. Is that woman okay?
People come here to beg. I talked to her before. Her name is Samfi. Good morning, Samfi.
Lu, please can you help me today?
Here, some bread and milk for the baby.
Thank you.
How are you doing today?
I feel more sick.
I'm so sorry.
I don't think I live much longer. Can you buy my baby girl, adopt her, and take her to the home?
Yes. Tomorrow I will come back with the police and make it legal. Wait for us. Don't sell her to anybody else.
I won't. Thank you, Noon.
Goodbye, Samphy. I will see you tomorrow.
Goodbye.
She wanted you to buy her baby?
Yes.
Isn't that what you're telling others not to do?
If we don't buy her baby, Samphy will sell her to slave traders.
Oh.
I am done shopping. Are you ready to go back to the house?
Would it be okay if I looked around a little first?
Makara, do you want to walk around with Kitri?
I would like that.
Come back in 1 hour, okay? Here's the card with our address and phone number, in case you get separated.
When did you come to the home, Makara?
Last week.
Why did you come?
I don't know.
Hey, maybe you can help me. I'd like to write a novel that takes place here in Cambodia. Maybe you could tell me more about what life here is like.
You a writer?
Well, sort of.
Can I read one of your books?
No. Not yet, anyways. I've never really finished a book.
Oh.
But I have a bunch started.
When you finish your book, I read it, okay?
Sure. Hey, look! That booth has sewing machines. Let's talk to the man. Where are you going?
I'll be down there, by the karma, the scarves.
Okay. Excuse me, English?
Yes.
Can you fix sewing machines?
Possibly.
I have a couple broken ones. Will you come and try to fix them?
Where you live?
I'm staying at the new house. Do you know where that is?
No.
Here's the address.
It's $20 for me to come. Tonight after market close, I fix your machines.
Hey guys, this is Charlie Brinkman. I hope you're liking today's episode. I sure am. Did you know most of our adventures are based on true stories? To find out more about these stories, visit our website. There you can read cool facts, look up pictures, and even watch some super cool videos. And also, we Brinkmans love getting letters, so write us today! And now, back to the adventure.
Hello?
My name is Saul. American asked me to come here to fix your sewing machines.
Oh, Kitri!
You came.
You invited this man?
Yes, he has a booth in the market.
Show me machines.
Oh, okay. Follow me.
Where's the girl who was with you at the market?
Makara? Probably in her room.
She lives here?
Yeah. Hey, Mom, how's it coming?
I have a couple working, but these two are...
This man's gonna fix them.
I never work on this type of machine. I don't have parts for them.
We'll pay you. Can't you at least try?
No, I cannot help you.
How rude. Seems like he could have done something.
Kitri, you should not have given that man our address. We are very careful who knows about this home.
Oh, sorry. Man, you try to help someone around here and you get chewed out.
She didn't chew you out. She's simply being cautious for the sake of the girls.
Hi.
I thought everyone went to bed.
I have a cup of tea before bed. You want one?
Sure.
My mother always gave me this kind before bed.
Where's your mother?
I don't know. Somewhere in city. She go there for work.
How about your dad?
He died when I was young.
Oh, sorry. Did you grow up here?
On the river.
On the river?
Yes, in houseboat.
Wow, that sounds so romantic. What happened to the boat?
It's still there. But soon, maybe it sink.
What was it like growing up on a boat? I'd love to know for my book.
I'm tired. I go to bed. Good night, Kitri.
Good night.
Goodbye, Tina. You go to the bed, the home.
Sampi, you will see Tidao every day when I bring you food.
Thank you.
Kitri, Makara, let's go, girls.
She's my age, and she's dying, and she gave up her baby. That's so sad.
Would you like to hold Tina?
I don't think so.
No?
Well, her mother is sick. She might be sick. Aren't you a little nervous touching her?
Touching is important. When we love someone, we don't just say nice words. We show them love. Sometimes mean touching the sick people.
Oh.
I need to take this baby to the home. Makara, can you and Kitri buy us some pineapple and mango?
Yes.
Would it be okay for us to walk around the market first?
Yeah, just stay together. And be careful.
Okay.
What's wrong?
What?
You keep looking around.
Ain't nothing.
Hey, there's a river across the road. Is that it?
Where I used to live?
Yeah.
It is.
How far away is your boat?
A 10-minute walk.
Can we go there? I really want to see it.
Boat may be all gone.
Well, can't we just check? I'd love to see where you grew up, Makara. I've been thinking about your houseboat ever since you told me about it. Wow, this is so cool.
My father make it.
Can you show me the inside?
Nobody come in here since we left. I show you my room. It's in back of boat.
I can't believe you actually lived on a boat. This is amazing.
It was cleaner before we leave. This was my room.
What's this big pan for?
That's my pan boat.
Pan boat?
We ride in those two other friend boats in river. See? That's my paddle. I'm probably too big for that pan boat now, though. It sink if I ride in it.
Why don't you just swim?
To the river? It's too polluted to swim. Nobody here knows how to swim.
Did you draw that?
Yes.
Nice work. Who is it?
My father. It's bad drawing. I made that when I was a little girl.
It's very good, Makara.
I think I take it with me.
Okay, don't go too fast. Stay on that line.
This looks beautiful. Great job. Kitri, why don't you help the girls with their sewing?
Can I finish writing this paragraph?
I need your help. I sure wish we could get those other two machines going.
I bet Sov could have fixed them.
What you say?
If that guy from the market would have tried, he could have figured them out. I mean, a sewing machine is a sewing machine.
That man came here?
Remember the guy from the sewing stand yesterday? He asked about you.
He knows I'm here?
Yeah. I didn't know where you were when he stopped by, or I would have gotten you. What did I say?
Where do you think she went?
Probably to her aunt's house.
Can I come with you?
Yeah, but we need to hurry.
Kitri, we'll be back.
Okay. This is all my fault. Didn't mean to make a mess of things. Wait a second. Mom! Mom, no! I think I know where she is! Mom, wait! I have to find them! Which way did they go? Makara, are you in here?
Leave me alone.
Come back to the house.
I cannot. You told him.
I don't understand.
My father owes Sov money. After father died, Sov say unless mother pay, I belong to him. Mother cannot pay. That's why she left me at new house and go to city to make money.
If you knew Sov worked at the market, why did you risk going there yesterday?
I did not know he worked at market. He live in other village. Now he know I at new house.
You don't belong to him, Makara. We'll go back and call the police.
If he catch me, he might take me away. Sov is very bad man.
Then we won't let him catch you. But we need to go back to the home. That's the safest place for you right now.
But what if he sees us?
Then let's wait till it gets dark and we'll sneak back. He doesn't know about this boat, does he?
I don't think he knows where it is.
How long has she been missing, Susan?
Well, I'm not sure when she left.
Do you have any idea where she could have gone?
No. to look for Makara, but who knows where that is? Jack, this isn't a safe place. It'll be dark soon.
Let's pray. Lord, Kitri is your child. She belongs to you. You see her right now. We ask for your protection.
Yes, Lord.
Give her wisdom, clear thinking. Somehow use this for your glory, Lord.
Please bring her back safe.
Yes.
This was all my fault. I was just caring about myself. My stupid book. I let him write to you. I've been so selfish. Kara, I am sorry I got you into this. Would you ever forgive me?
I forgive you. It's getting dark. We go now.
Yes.
Look, someone's coming towards the boat.
Quick, your room in the back. Lock it. On.
It's him. I know it, Kitri.
Can we get the pan out that window?
I think it fit.
I'm going to crawl out. You hand me the pan boat, then crawl out yourself.
Unlock the door. I know you're in there, Makara.
Okay, hand it to me. He's breaking the door. Hurry.
I can't ride in that. I'm too big now.
Open this door.
You have no choice, Makara. I'm going to swim next to you. If the pan sinks, I'll help you swim. It's our only chance.
Okay.
You belong to me. I'm coming in there.
I've got it. Get in slowly. It's staying above the water. Let's go.
We should go across the river.
Makara!
I'm scared. He can't see us in these weeds.
We've made it across. It's going to be okay, Makara. Kitri.
Mom.
Oh,
Makara,
thank
you
the
are
Lord
safe.
You're safe. That guy came after us.
She swam and pulled me in my panboat. No, the man that came here. He's the one.
I called the police. They are watching our house.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am sure. You are safe here. If he try anything, they will arrest him.
I wanted to get this last machine running before we left.
Did you fix it?
I think I did.
That is wonderful.
Nu, I'd like to thank you.
For what?
Well, I guess for a long time, I've been doing the right things just because I was told to. But then, I watched how you loved that little baby and her mother, like Jesus loves. That really touched me. I wanted that. And then, last night, I had an opportunity to love Makara that way. Not out of obligation, but with real love that comes from God.
That is so cool.
Will you pray God will help me keep doing this?
Of course I will.
Thank you. Hey, Mom.
There's my girl. You got the last machine going.
Yep. I tried a trick I saw Dad do before we left, and it worked.
I'm so proud of you.
Mom, I'm sorry. I've had a pretty lame attitude this week. Will you please forgive me?
Of course, hon.
Let's see here. It was a hot summer day, and the air hung low over the river as the houseboat gently swayed back and forth. Little Makara dropped her faithful pan boat into the water, climbed in, and began rowing, her paddles leaving soft dimples in the dark water.
You've been listening to The Brinkman Adventures, and today's episode is entitled Cambodian Quest. While fictional, this story has been inspired by a real ministry called Remember Nu. This organization has kept hundreds of children out of slavery. To learn more, please visit BrinkmanAdventures.com and tune in next time to hear the season finale as the Brinkman family prepares for Anthony and Michelle's wedding.
Hi, kids. This is Aunt Sarah. What happened in Kitri's life in this episode is really important. If you're growing up in a Christian family, it's easy to do things just because you're told to. That's exactly what happened to me. When I was 14, someone asked me what my relationship with Jesus meant to me. I didn't know how to answer that question. I realized I didn't actually have a relationship with Jesus. I was just following rules. Later that week, I went down into the basement and knelt down by a little chair and truly gave my life to him. I asked him to forgive me and fill me up with himself, and I told him I would follow and do whatever he told me to do. From that point on, my life was different. I wasn't just following rules, I was following Jesus. Do you have a relationship with him? If not, I would encourage you to talk to him about it and give him your heart.